Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Saturday on QNLabs.com.
Band from Texas, Billy, Dusty, and Frank, bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you to all of you folks who are buying my book. I know it's helping you because I hear from you, and I appreciate that very much. So we got Tom Asacker on the show. He sells a few books, too. He's got a bunch of books. I got a stack of them here. I hurt myself carrying them to the studio. Sandbox Wisdom, The Four Sides of Sandbox Wisdom, A Little Less Conversation, Opportunity Screams, A Clear Eye for Branding, Ian Keats, The Business Up. You're starting to get the picture here, folks. This is a very prolific guy and a lot to say. And he's been telling us now for 17 years, almost 18 years, about the way people approach the marketplace these days. It's different, folks. Right, Tom? I mean, it's people are thinking differently. But here's the problem, Tom. For 10,000 years, businesses have gone to market thinking they were in charge, thinking they had some kind of leverage over customers, that they could manipulate them, or that all they had to do was open the door and wait for people to come in. It ain't like that. It hasn't been like that for close to 20 years. Why don't businesses get that yet? You've written books about it. I've written books about it. People still don't get it. What's going on, Tom?
I don't think it's possible for human beings to see themselves. I think it's a psychological...
Can't get out of their own way.
Well, they're inside the bottle. I tell people all the time, look, you're inside the bottle. You can't see the label. People are buying things based on the label, not what's inside the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
So... for you to keep telling me what's inside the bottle is irrelevant to me. You cannot see yourself. You know, I think one of the, and I just thought about this when I was taking some notes about coming to see you this morning. I think what small business people should do is they should get together in their community, pick out five other diverse small businesses in their community, call those people that own these businesses, and create a little group. All right. Understand the principles of how the marketplace works today. And then each one go out to each other's businesses, to their websites, to their invoicing, call them on the phone, text them, whatever you want to do. And then give each one of these people feedback that says, this is no good. This is not right. This doesn't look good. That doesn't taste good. This smells. That signage needs to be changed. And then listen to what they tell you, so that you can advance. Because listen, you know as well as I know, Jim, this isn't about knowledge. Every single piece of information that you ever needed about how to run and grow your business is out there someplace. Mm-hmm. And it's typically
there's no excuse for ignorance today.
No,
there might have been 30 years ago, not today.
It's not about knowledge, Jim. It's about courage. People are blocking out the information that they don't want to deal with.
A friend of mine said it this way, Tom. He said, people are afraid to risk what they know for what they might learn.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Look, I'm looking at it, redesigning my website to make it more friendly and all that and moving to a new platform. And the first thing my brain says is, well, what if I lose some people who've been coming to my site? What if I lose... That's all we're interested in, is not losing anything.
Well, it goes back to something that's primal in us, Tom, fear and greed. The reptilian responses, the fight or flight, it's as primal as it gets.
Well, that's not what's going to get you ahead in this marketplace.
That's right.
All right? Because that's going to keep you frozen in one place, like a deer in headlights. That's not going to get you ahead. And what's going to happen is you're going to wake up, and I've seen this happen, Jim, to entire industry. You're going to wake up and you're going to be irrelevant. And you're going to say, how in the hell did this happen?
Well, I'm going to say this time. I'm going to alter your what you just said just a little bit. I'm going to say in 2017, if you went to bed and you didn't get it, you woke up irrelevant. You're not going to become irrelevant. You are. It's already, that ship has already sailed. And the only saving grace you've got is that if you work really hard, you might be able to save yourself.
Well, listen, today you have to change in order to get the insights that you need to move forward. Now, that is different than what we're used to. We used to believe that what we did is we developed this knowledge that gave us the insights that we needed. That's why we went to school. And then we went and applied that into the world.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work like that. This environment is shifting and moving so quickly that what you have to do is you have to step out into it, change what you're doing, discover, oh, my goodness, look what I just learned, and then apply that to get a leap ahead of everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the great companies are doing today. They're not sitting around working on five-year plans trying to figure this out. Because by the time they get there, everything changed.
That's right. You got to move faster, folks. What he's talking about, folks, is you can't just manage change; you have to lead change. And so I recommend, Tom, give us your website quickly, please.
Well, the best place is if you want to know about what to do within this changing marketplace is thebusinessofbelief.com.
And your books are there, all of them, right?
Yeah, everything's
just
there.
Pick one, folks. They're all good. Hey, Tom, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Keep up the good work. Tom A. Secker, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.